This is Louisa Beale with Radio Tacoma. Our good friend Morgan Lambert passed away in November of 2019. We still miss him and remember him. This recording is in celebration of Morgan. The exquisite piano music you hear is by Morgan's good friend, Brad Jacobson. These are words that our president, Marilyn Kimmerling, shared on Facebook. I am extremely sad to share with our listeners the untimely passing of Morgan Lambert, our programming director. Morgan was a vital part of our radio community, creative, enthusiastic, funny, and knowledgeable. Personally, I considered him a son, spent many hours sharing our mutual love of music of all genres, the value of radio, our love of building a sense of community, and our basic faith in the goodness of human beings. We will sorely miss this gentle, loving young man. And these are Morgan's reflection on his love of radio.
Morgan, you want to start?
Okay. I'm here initially because I am a huge radio nerd. I've always just loved the medium. I don't have any brothers and sisters, and my neighborhood wasn't filled with a lot of kids, and I've always been a night owl, so I would sit up late at night listening to AM radio and just I would catalog all of the radio stations I could hear. So, like, you know, that late at night on AM radio, if you put in like 810, you'll get KGO out of San Francisco. You get all these places from all over the place. And I love the fact that I could hear news and commercials and traffic updates about all these places I've never been. And so for me, that was just a really cool thing. And then I did college radio, and I really liked it. And I never really wanted to go into commercial radio or do anything like that, but I had always wanted to be a part of a radio station. And then when I was going through my liver issues, I came out of it, and that brought a lot of like new kind of like emotions and feelings that came to me, and part of it was wanting to reach out and be a part of the community more than I had been. I'm from Puyallup. I was born in Tacoma, but I always had kind of a negative attitude towards Tacoma. Just kind of like, I'd rather be anywhere else but Tacoma. And after I had my transplant and all that stuff, I just started seeing the world a little different. And I tried, and I did find a lot of new things that I appreciated about Tacoma and Pierce County and surrounding area and stuff like that. And while I was laying there, you know, recouping, I was looking at stuff, and I've been keeping tabs on Radio Tacoma. And when I saw you guys had that meeting in last April, I was like, I gotta go to this. And on like all of the cards, I basically wrote, I can do this, I can do that, I want to do this, I want to be as much of an asset to the station as possible, I would like to program it, I have ideas for what it could be, I have, you know, as you guys have seen, I care about it.
We were also able to interview several members of his family.
Okay, we're here this afternoon at Morgan's Celebration of Life, and I have with me
Morgan's cousin, Tara.
Tara, welcome. And would you mind telling me a story about Morgan? You said you had one related to radio?
Yes. When we were very little, because he's only 3 years older than I was, I would sleep over his house a lot, and he had the Nintendo and all the fun toys that I didn't. And one thing we did very often when we were younger is we'd set up radio, as in, like, we'd... I don't know how to really word it.
Like, but some people play doctor, you played radio?
Yes, yes. He would be like the anchor of a news thing, and we'd have a video camera up, and he'd play U2, the band U2, which is his favorite, of course. And then he'd make these little segments, and I'd be the one like recording. Of course, he didn't want me doing anything. But we did that quite a bit when we were younger. And it's not not surprising he got into radio doing all that. And of course his love of music. He would force me to watch like U2 documentaries, and he actually introduced me to a lot of, he geared my taste in music. Like any of the presents I got for Christmas or my birthday were stuff I ended up liking, but it was his taste in music. So yeah.
It's, anything else you wanted? Tell us about Morgan, some other quirky thing.
When he was really young, this is a story I remember from my aunt telling his mother. When he was very little, he stuck a hose on in the house and turned it on.
Oh, a hose?
Mm-hmm. A water hose, and soaked the inside, and was an escape artist when he was a toddler and run around the neighborhood naked and... Very extroverted when he was younger, but as an adult became more introverted. But he always had that little spitfire of, I'm going to do this.
Yes. Yeah. I know he traveled a lot, too. He went and visited so many other radio stations.
Yes, and watching a bunch of bands all over the place.
Yes, I know he traveled
like,
to see you,
how do you do that? Oh, of course.
Yes. Many
he
times.
He made a point to do that. And I don't know if this is going to matter, but I was diagnosed with my vision problem. I have macular degeneration when I was 7, and most of the family treated me kind of with like kid gloves. We're very kind of like, don't know how to deal with it. He didn't care. He treated me exactly the same. Even though my vision had decreased drastically in a very short time, we would still play basketball. He'd kick my butt at it. He would play out in the snow, and he'd wallop me with snowballs even though I couldn't see where they're coming from. He didn't treat me like I was broken. I was just his little cousin that he could pick on but absolutely loved at the same time.
Oh, that is wonderful. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Thanks.
Okay, I have Jenny with me. I know you're Morgan's cousin.
Yes.
And I know you have lots of memories of Morgan. I know you spent a lot of time together.
Yes.
Your sister, Tara, I think, told me you guys were constantly together.
Yeah. Yes.
Anyway, could you share with our listeners some things about Morgan?
We are 2 years apart. And so, yes, we have a lot in common. And we had grown up very, very closely. Our houses were 5 to 10 minute bicycle ride away from each other. And so, and then our grandparents lived right next to us, to my family, in Fife. And so they still lived on the Fife side of the Puyallup River, not the Puyallup side of the river. And so it would work where we could leave my house right all the way to my aunt's house, but we could stop in the middle to the grandparents' house, you know. And so it was very communal living type situation. And then as we got older, I went to Western Washington University. Morgan has always loved Canada. And so he would come and spend lots of time with me on the weekends, because he was still in high school and I had already gone up to college, and we would drive to Canada and we would go on these Canadian adventures, and we would go to White Rock and we would go to downtown, and we would hit the giant music store. We'd go look at all the new stuff that's out, you know, and of course he'd be hunting down YouTube. That's one of my fondest memories, is that we would just spend all this time in Canada and our parents had no idea. And, you know, we would spend the night sometimes, you know, because I would have the whole weekend. Or if my schedule allowed, if I didn't have classes on Monday, we would just stay the whole entire for like 2 nights in a row and stay up there and do things in Canada. So we had that. We'd watch a hockey game or that kind of thing. So it was neat. It was a neat couple of years that I had gone to Western that we would just constantly go to Canada. He would come visit me and we would go up. So, yeah, I always think of that.
I heard that about Canada. It's interesting, Canada's love for it.
If he could have become a Canadian, had dual citizenship, he totally would have. He had this huge love of Canada. The food and the music that came out of Canada and the sports, like everything.
Okay.
Yeah, and he loved Tim Hortons.
He did go to Washington State.
State,
right?
Yes. And coincidentally, I went to Washington State as well. So I had spent the first half of my undergrad at Western. And then I went to WSU for the last part. So as I was leaving, he was coming in to go to WSU.
Okay.
And he actually lived in the same apartment that I lived in.
Wow.
We didn't realize it until about a year later. And he's like, oh, yeah, my apartment number's this. And I'm like, oh, that was my apartment.
Wow.
And so we even lived like in the same apartment. literal apartment right. in the same complex across right. from the same park.
Yes, you know? Know there must have been something going on. There's some connection.
Yeah, yes. Yeah, so there's lots of, like, overlapping things happening. So it's kind of neat.
Do you know what he studied at Washington State?
Communications and history.
Okay.
So that's why when he went to Minnesota, he got a degree in history. It's master's in history, in the history of communications. And so it tied in with him being on the shortwave radios. Like, he had this whole deal with my dad where my dad introduced him to CB radios and shortwave and, like, computers and all of this stuff because my dad was really into it. So he would spend a lot of time with my dad going on over, like, how do I work this? And how do we call? And they would, like, be calling people over the radio or listening to different stations, you know, from Tokyo and from Australia and all these different places. So that kind of sparked his whole desire to do radio and communications.
Yeah, that's an origin story. I get it now.
It's very cool.
Yeah. Well, is there any funny thing you'd like to tell us a story about that you remember?
One that probably makes me look super abusive, but he had been aggravating me. I must have been 10 and he was 8, I think, because we were both still in elementary school, and he had kept aggravating me, and he would go behind me and pull my hair, and he would, you know, push me or shove me, and I looked at him and I go, "You do that again, and I am going to punch you in the stomach." And he goes, "Oh, you're not going to punch me in the stomach. You're going to get in so much trouble. You know, you'll never do that." And he did it again. And I socked him really hard in the stomach. And I remember him holding his stomach and falling over backwards. And he goes, "Oh, that's not fair. That's not fair." You know, and this is at my parents. It's at my house. I'm with my parents. And my mom looked at him and he goes, "Well, she told you not to do it again, but she should get in trouble." And he's just on the floor, just like, "Oh, that really hurts." And I'm like, "I told you." And so he got in trouble still. I didn't get in trouble at all. So it was one of those things we'd always joke about, like, "I'm going to tell you one more time. And if you do it one more time," you know, and it's like this playful joke, you know, even into adulthood, we would just kind of joke about stuff like that. So it was we were cousins, but we were very much had a sibling relationship because he didn't have any siblings. So it was very much a sibling relationship.
It's been really good for us to know that because we just knew that he was an only child.
Yeah.
We wondered. And it's so good to know that he was part of your family. I mean, it was very close, sounds like.
Yes. And then my sister being 3 years younger than him, it was the three of us.
Yeah.
All the time, you know. So it was a nice. He had siblings without having siblings, I guess.
Yeah. And you live close by.
Yes, very close. Very, very close. Until he was, I think, a junior when they moved to up on the hill in Puyallup. They lived in the valley that long.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so still very, you know, close our entire lives, growing up life. Yeah. So.
Well, thank you, Jenny.
Yes, you're welcome.
That should do. Okay, I have Heidi here. I know you were a very dear friend of Morgan's.
Yes.
And is there a memory you could share with us about him or just a story?
So I have a million stories about Morgan, and one of the things that made him and I such great friends was that we shared the same birthday, which was an icebreaker that we discovered that we had the same birthday when we were in the 7th grade.
Oh, wow.
So I've known Morgan since he was 12 years old, and it was one of those things in class where they went around and said, "Say your names, tell us when your birthday is," and so that was one of the things that was always special about us, is that we'd always, you know, say happy birthday to each other every year.
When was his birthday?
May 26, 1980.
Okay.
Yeah. Right. He was born here in Tacoma.
Okay. And you've known him since then? You've been friends?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Do you have a story that you could tell us about him? Something that was sort of quintessentially Morgan, quirky?
Yeah. You know, because I've known Morgan for a long time, I've seen the way that he has evolved with technology. Mm-hmm. And he's always been someone who was interested in the next bit of technology. And one of the things that he used to do a long time ago was he would get on the internet and he would do what they called tape trades with other U2 fans. He was a huge U2 fan. And in fact, I only know the names of the band members because of him.
Me too, I think.
And so he would get online with this is the internet that's it's not user-friendly, it doesn't have a GUI interface, it's just, you know, message boards. And someone who had been to a local U2 concert had recorded it illegally. Okay. And then he would say, oh, great, I'd love to have a copy of that. And he'd say, this is what I have to trade. Ah. And they called it tape trades. And so he would record the concerts that he went to and trade them. Or if he had received them from someone else, then he would make copies of them and trade them. So he would be mailing tapes all over the world, actually. Oh, wow. He had an amazing collection. I'm not sure what happened to it. It may still be at the house. Yes. We're talking hundreds, probably thousands of tapes.
Yes,
for
one
sure.
of his friends, Matt, told us that he has all the ticket stubs from every concert he attended also.
Yes, he's a very sentimental person.
Yeah.
He kept a lot of things. Yeah. Some things that you wouldn't think would be significant, they were to Morgan, which is something that made him just so special.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is there anything else you'd like to add about him?
Oh, my goodness.
So people would know him a little bit better. And most of us at Radio Tacoma knew him, you know, for a short time and mostly through doing things together.
Yeah. Yeah.
Radio stuff.
Yeah. But he used to draw radios on notepads when he was a young child and pretend to be operating the knobs and the dials and doing things like that. His mom, Linda, just adored him and kept everything that he did. Their garage was full of papers and boxes and notepads and just projects he did in school and pictures. And so it was really special to see all of those pictures, or lots of pictures around, just because I know that those are the reasons why you keep them.
Yeah.
And one time Morgan and I were going through, we were probably 15, 16, 17, we were going through one of the boxes, and we found a notepad that he had written the word help on. And I was like, what were you doing to your mother? He was like, I was probably driving down the street in the car in the back seat with a sign out that said help. I was like, you rascal. Oh, my goodness. So lots of little funny things. So he got his sentimental, his desire to want to hold on to things that were important to him, definitely from his mom and dad. So, yeah.
That is a lovely story.
Yeah.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Heidi.
Yeah, thank you.
All righty. There we go.
Okay.
So I have Barbara Call here with me, Morgan's aunt.
Mm-hmm.
And could you tell us a memory that you have? I know you have many.
I have many memories since I was in his life, since, you know, he was born and up until his passing. Morgan was a very loved child and loved everything around him. He was a very sensitive child also. And even when he was, you know, very end, he was sensitive to people's needs and how they were feeling and how could he help. My husband passed away 4.5 years ago. And Morgan and my husband would go, the garage was converted into a computer room. And so both of them would be in the computer room playing games on the computer, on the Commodore 64 and all of those things. Wow. So his love for computers, I would kind of say that came from my husband, who encouraged him and also taught him a few things. What is very interesting that Morgan is in radio, and so was my husband.
Oh.
So they talked about it. And announcing and how to do it, and, you know, how to get him started was a lot of what my husband did.
What kind of radio did your husband do?
Actually, he did it when in the 70s.
Okay, sure.
And he worked through L.H. Bates. That's where he got his training.
Okay.
And then also the computer training was L.H. Bates.
Sure.
So gold technical colleges.
Yeah, I teach at a community college myself, so.
Exactly. Totally. And I'm also a teacher, so.
Oh, okay.
It was just always a delight for him to come over, or for my daughters, which Jenny is older than him, a few years older, and my daughter Tara is a few years younger. They would all get together and do antics to each other or to us adults.
Uh-huh.
Where we spent many holidays with his family, because my husband's was his mother's. They were brother and sister.
Right.
So that was, yeah. He loved his family in Pennsylvania. That would be the Lambert family.
Okay.
And he went back and visited them too. So we got to know the history of both sides of his family, and they do grieve for him still at this point. I'm trying to think of the crazy things he would do. He loved his guitars and would play. And it just, he was just a loving son.
Very creative person.
Yes, yes.
Always learning new things and willing to learn new things.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Again, he really learned the things that we needed for our radio station.
Yes.
And
yes.
Now we have to learn them.
I know.
But he taught a lot of people before.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
He passed also.
Yes.
He was a good teacher.
Yes.
Very patient.
I would just say that talk about U2, the group, the
yes,
musical group.
Oh,
yes. Wrestling.
Oh, yes.
On TV or, you know, live action.
Yeah.
And his love for Canada.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
And he would go up to Canada for U2 concerts. I mean, really.
Okay.
When he was in Minnesota, he did his graduate work there, and he also loved, he was thinking about moving back there or visiting to see if he wanted to move back there before his passing. So there are people back in Minnesota that we aren't able to, we don't know what their names are and unable to contact them.
Okay.
So we're hoping eventually that we will be able to find them and talk with them. But again, he was loved by
Pennsylvania, Minnesota,
Canada, California. He would love to go to California. He loved to travel.
Yeah.
Yep.
I know. I was telling your daughter Tara that he visited a lot of radio stations.
Yes.
Other community radio stations.
So he was a wonderful nephew. I thoroughly enjoyed when he came over, and when both parents had passed, I would check on him every third day. Matt and Ashley would do the same, and Mike would also. So we were on a rotating cycle.
Oh,
and I'm sure that the other part of the Call family were trying to get a hold of him.
And here are some thoughts we have transcribed from Morgan's close friend, Matt.
I met Morgan back in high school about 23 years ago. We had orchestra and both were into music. He played viola and also doodling on the guitar. From the first time I met Morgan, he was way into radio. He would drive around in his car to pick up on AM and FM stations. He had meticulous notes of where he could tune in to such and such station. He had radio in his blood. He was tech savvy and loved social media, marketing, and logos. He was very into college. He went to WSU for his bachelor's and Minneapolis for his master's in communication. He lost part of his heart in Minneapolis. A secret Midwesterner. He was an only child. As teenagers, we would hang out at Sherry's and at open mic nights at Grounds for Coffee. Morgan was a rabid fan of U2. He was into U2 since junior high. He went to over 50 live U2 concerts. He saw one in London and all over the States as money would allow, and of course in Seattle and Tacoma. And he is a collector and would save his ticket stubs. Even when they had e-tickets, he would pay the extra money to get a real ticket and save the stub. He was excited to be involved in what you are doing here. Your Radio Tacoma family made a big difference for him.
He had a lot of, he was always coming up with ideas.
Oh, yeah.
He was a really nice guy. He was an interesting guy. He was full of energy and vision and passion.
Yeah.
And sweet. And I'm working so much, but I've always, I want to talk to Morgan about that. In the future, when I have time, I want to talk to Morgan about that.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's all I could have been thinking about since he got
started. And I'm regretting all the times that he stayed and stayed and stayed and stayed at my house, and finally I'd kick him out the door, you know, because it was so late and I was so tired. But we would share our love of bluegrass music and all different kinds of music and storytell. And,
oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just, as I said in my Radio Tacoma memorial, he was like a son to me. And
this is his jam. He's into it.
So he told us once that he was laying in bed, and I think he was saying he was recovering from his transplant, mm-hmm. and he could hear us. And yeah. he was like, I'm going to get better, so I'm going to go volunteer with them.
Oh, you're yeah. kidding.
Yeah, he said that. He said that. And so it was like we touch people that we don't realize we're touching. And we make a difference where we don't realize we can make a difference.
Yeah.
And he came and made a difference for us.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah.
It's wonderful.
And yeah. I would like to raise a glass to Morgan right now.
Yeah.
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 There's a kind of an Irish blessing that seems to fit really, really well, and I want to say it. And it was, may the longtime sun shine on you, all love surround you, and the pure light within you guide you all the way home. And that's for you, Morgan.
Thank you.